If death comes at a dirty place, should we chant the holy name or not? Yes. So we should chant the holy name at any place, at any time, under any circumstance. When you're lying in a deathbed, do you have the time to take your bath? Do you say, okay, now I have to leave my body, let me go, take my bath, and then I'll come and chant Hare Krishna? Will there be any opportunity like that? When you are lying in deathbed for probably for days together, we won't be able to take bath. Isn't it? When the body is that sick, where is the consideration of cleanliness? Therefore, the point is that when it comes to chanting the holy name of the Lord, there is no such restriction. And not only any time... not only at any time, at any place, under any circumstances, but anybody can chant. Like here also, let us consider. In the temple, who can worship the deities? Can anybody and everybody worship the deities? You have to be a Brahmana. Unless you are a Brahmana, you can't worship the deities. So see, so much restriction when it comes to deity worship. But when it's a matter of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, anybody can chant. Chandal, even a chandal, a chandale shabari uddhari. A chandal means up to a chandal. Chandal is the lowest of mankind. The lowest of mankind is a chandal. And chandal's business, you know, what's the occupation of a chandala? Why it's so degraded to be a chandala? Chandala's occupation is to burn dead bodies. That's considered to be the most degraded occupation. That's their job, occupation. But their nature is also very dirty. They're very dirty people. They are dog eaters. Chandalas eat dogs. But in Vedic culture, dog eating is allowed. But cow eating is not allowed. They tolerate up to a person who can eat, who eats dog. But cow, no. In the Vedic culture, there is no room for cow eating. But today we can see the society has become cow eating. So this is how the society has become degraded. But in this age, everybody has hope. At that time they considered chandala, but now it is a consideration of beef eaters. Even the beef eaters can chant Hare Krishna. This is how merciful the Lord is in the age of Kali. Anybody, doesn't matter who that person is. Niyamita smaranena kalaha. So as far as chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is concerned, you can do it anytime, anywhere.